This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. A United Nations expert on extreme poverty and human rights visited Charleston yesterday for a public meeting on the systematic causes and manifestations of poverty in West Virginia. Carol Lofton has more.
The meeting covered social protection and the criminalization of homelessness, health, and rural poverty. About 40 people attended, including representatives from groups such as West Virginia Free, the West Virginia Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, and West Virginians for Affordable Healthcare. Professor Philip Alston is the current special reporter on extreme poverty and human rights. His job is to conduct research and analysis for the Human Rights Council and General Assembly, which includes visits to determine violations of human rights around the world. In a November announcement of the U.S. visit, Alston said, quote, "Some might ask why a U.N. special reporter on extreme poverty and human rights would visit a country as rich as the United States. But despite great wealth in the U.S., there also exist great poverty and inequality." Alston has been in the U.S. since the 1st of December and has visited cities in California, Alabama, Georgia, and Puerto Rico. He returns to Washington, D.C. tomorrow for the end of his tour. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Carol Lofton.
This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. It's 7:45. Mostly cloudy skies today. Gusty wind and a chance of snow in the east with highs in the 30s. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the teens and 20s. West Virginia 511 is reporting a vehicle accident in Kanawha County. It's on northbound I-77, mile marker 113 near Sissonville. Support for West Virginia Public Broadcasting is provided by WVU Medicine Children's Pediatric Care for West Virginia's children, and by the West Virginia Division of Rehabilitation Services, enabling and empowering workers with disabilities to meet business workforce needs. Employer services at wvdrs.org. Coal retirees are joining forces on a bill with Teamsters, iron workers, and other unions in an effort to shore up ailing pension plans. Democrats want to see retirement benefits included in the omnibus spending bill needed to prevent a government shutdown. As Becca Schimmel reports, some 43,000 retired miners in Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia depend on a pension plan that could be at risk without congressional action.
Last year, retired union miners fought to protect their health benefits and pensions, which were both at risk due to the coal industry's decline. They won protection for health benefits, but not pensions. Now, the United Mine Workers has joined with other unions to push for a bill that would support retirement benefits, and they hope the ticking clock on a government spending bill will help. Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown from Ohio says the Senate and House found time to pass major tax cuts for corporations. Now he says it's time to shore up pensions.
Wall Street squandered your pension money. Now this body, the House and Senate, have a responsibility to keep the promise to protect the pensions that you earned and to do it before it's too late.
Brown says Congress has a responsibility to keep the promise of pensions to the millions of workers who depend on them. He's introduced the Butch Lewis Act, named after a Teamsters union member who died 2 years ago. The bill would establish a new office called the Pension Rehabilitation Administration. Pension plans would be able to borrow what they need to remain solvent through this new arm of the Treasury Department. Mike Walden is a member of the Teamsters union in Ohio. He says shoring up pensions shouldn't be a partisan issue.
If all told the truth, this war on the elderly and unions here in the United States of America is only about party lines and aisles, not saving lives, not the economy, not letting someone keep what they earn, but wanting to take it away for personal gain or power.
Walden wants to see work across the aisles in Congress. That would depend on a trio of lawmakers from the Ohio Valley finding common ground in a partisan atmosphere. Democrats Brown and Joe Manchin of West Virginia have picked up some bipartisan support for pension protection. But Kentucky's Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, said he wants to see individual pension plans fixed as part of a broader pension reform. UMW spokesperson Phil Smith says the situation is urgent.
Any more bankruptcies in the coal industry would have significant effect on our plan because it would essentially lead to all of the remaining employers who are making contributions into the plan being let out of that obligation by bankruptcy courts.
Senator Brown and some Democratic allies want the Butch Lewis Act attached to the omnibus spending bill, which Congress must act on soon to fund the federal government. With a deadline looming, some Democrats are threatening a government shutdown if a pension fix isn't included in the end-of-the-year bill. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Liz McCormick. I'm Teresa Wills.
Hi, I'm Jesse Wright, News Director here at West Virginia Public Broadcasting. So much has happened this year, from a budget impasse during the legislative session to flooding in the north central part of the state. Our newsroom has covered it all with help from listeners like you. As we enter this season of giving, please consider continuing that support by making a donation before the end of the year. It not only helps extend our local news coverage, it's also tax deductible. Look for the red donate button on our website, wvpublic.org. And thanks.